Puerto Rico today is marking an important anniversary. It's been a century since President Woodrow Wilson signed a law granting citizenship to people born on the island. But it's a limited form of citizenship. It puts Puerto Rico under federal control, but doesn't allow the island voting representation in Congress. Residents also can't vote for president. From Puerto Rico, NPR's Greg Allen reports there's a new push to fix what many see as a deeply flawed relationship.
This is where the U.S. relationship with Puerto Rico began nearly 120 years ago during the Spanish-American War. In the town of Guanica, on the island's southwestern corner, Francisco Rodriguez, the local museum director, has brought us to the waterfront where the invasion began.
American troops commanded by General Nelson Miles landed here on July 25, 1898.
Rodriguez proudly shows visitors a stone marker engraved by the 3rd Battalion of the U.S. Army. Nearly 19 years after the invasion, Congress passed the Jones-Shafforth Act, a law making all citizens of Puerto Rico also citizens of the U.S. That law started a debate over what exactly the island's relationship with the U.S. should be. For decades, there have been three basic positions: statehood, independence, and the status quo, or Commonwealth status, each represented by a political party. But there is something nearly all Puerto Ricans agree on.
Regardless of what ideological twist people may have, about 90 to 95% of our population really values our citizenship. It's of utmost importance.
Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, says one of the reasons Puerto Ricans treasure U.S. citizenship is that it allows them to travel freely to the mainland. Rosselló, with Puerto Rico's statehood party, says that's the good side of it, being part of the U.S.
The bad side of it is that we are not a full part of the United States. We're a territory, or a colonial territory. I'd want Puerto Rico to become the 51st state of the nation.
Today, the question of Puerto Rico's status is one debated on the campaign trail. But over the last century, the push for Puerto Rican independence several times led to violence, including a presidential assassination attempt, and later, in 1954, an attack on Congress.
Three men and a woman believed to be members of the Puerto Rican nationalist gang that in November 1950 attempted the assassination of President Truman, opened fire from the visitors' gallery of the House of Representatives.
Support for outright independence has declined on the island since then. As Puerto Rico has struggled with a financial crisis, support has also declined, at least among elected officials, for maintaining the status quo. Manuel Natal serves in Puerto Rico's House of Representatives, with a party that's long supported the current Commonwealth status. He worries statehood would force Puerto Ricans to give up things they've long treasured.
We can talk about language, our cultural identity. We can give plenty of examples of things that are important to the people of Puerto Rico on day to day. And we are not sure how we would come about if the statehood was a reality.
Natal supports a political status called free association that would enable Puerto Rico to maintain its close relationship with the U.S. while at the same time allowing the island autonomy to make its own trade deals. He thinks Congress might find free association more acceptable than statehood. In part, that's because statehood would grant Puerto Rico 2 U.S. senators and as many as 5 House members. And Natal says, with President Trump's pledge to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, he doesn't see Washington welcoming a state where Spanish is the first language.
I'm a Puerto Rican citizen, a U.S. citizen with a thick accent. I understand what's going on there, and I know that the statehood is not a possibility.
In June, Puerto Ricans will go to the polls to choose between statehood or a second option, either independence or free association. Most people in Guanica support statehood, according to museum director Francisco Rodriguez. In part, that's because of the town's historical connection to the U.S. and the monument that marks the invasion.
Lo vemos como algo de orgullo.
It's a symbol of pride. Puerto Rico lacks resources, but that's not the fault of the U.S.
Rodriguez says members of the island's independence movement come to Guanica each year to protest. This is a place that, for many here, symbolizes colonialism and a century-long dysfunctional relationship with the U.S. Greg Allen, NPR News, Guanica, Puerto Rico.